as we go through these difficult days, may the truth of that scripture, may the truth of what we've just sung, just sink deep into our hearts, that we may know the joy of knowing Jesus. It has been a week like no other, a week when we have seen very, very strict and yet very necessary restrictions brought in. A week when we have watched statistics, numbers rise, and a week when we have seen the sad reality behind those statistics. It's been a week when we've been moved by frontline NHS staff making a little video to plead with us to be sensible, to stay at home, to protect lives. It's been a week when the horror of the pandemic has been mirrored by an epidemic of kindness between neighbors, between strangers, just in our different communities. Thursday evening was a moving thing, to go and stand just outside the house and clap. It's a strange thing to do. And I know many of you did it with nobody else around you, and yet it was a deeply moving thing to do. Those little acts of kindness are a light in these dark days. But it's also been a week of prayer. I've been struck time and time again at how wonderful it is to hear those stories of God's people at prayer. People who are praying ceaselessly for people around them. It's also been wonderful to hear from people, and I hope I'm not being judgmental, but people whom I wouldn't normally expect to hear them praying. Those people talk of praying and actually praying. It's been great. And again, the catching the wave material that we here in Ballywillen are using during this period of Lent, it has just proven to be quite appropriate for this time. On a week when our schools closed down, one of the main topics for prayer was education. That's amazing. This material was prepared a long time ago, and here it is, speaking into that situation. At the gateway into the church building, we have a banner up that simply says, "Try praying." It was put up several weeks ago. Little did we know that it was exactly what was needed in these difficult circumstances. It's there as an encouragement as people go past our church building. They simply see that "Try praying" banner, and I know that many are responding to it. Our praying in this season is not a sprint. It's a marathon, and they're very different things. It's not a matter of saying our prayer and then moving on. We need to be people who keep on praying. We need to persevere. Our Bible passage this morning from Luke chapter 18, the beginning of that chapter, we're told that Jesus told the disciples a parable. And why did he tell them this parable? He told them this parable so that they should always pray and not give up. This is a parable we need to hear. Always pray, don't give up. We need to hear this encouragement from Jesus. Always pray, don't give up. So Jesus tells the parable of the persistent widow. And the story has two main characters. The first one we meet is a judge. We're told that he neither fears God nor cares about men. Someone who just thinks about himself. He's not worried about God. He's not worried about anybody else. He's totally unconcerned about the needs and opinions of others. Just a heartless judge. The other character is a widow, helpless, no one to support her. And she kept coming to the judge with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary. Help me. Do what's right. grant me justice. She's not asking for something bizarre or out of the way. She's simply saying, give me justice, grant me justice, do what's right. And she keeps pleading with him. She keeps going back. She keeps knocking his door. She keeps sending the emails. She keeps writing to him. She keeps pestering him. And he keeps sending her away. Jesus teaches us to persevere. He encourages us to keep going, not in the sense that if we nag for long enough, we will eventually grind God down. Sometimes that's how we approach other people. We just keep on their case until they eventually throw up their hands and say, okay, have your way. That's not what's happening here. It's not a case of wearing God out. We need to remember the God to whom we pray. This is the God who loves to give us good gifts. If you were to look back in Luke chapter 11, you'd find that lovely passage where Jesus said, if your son asks you for fish, would you give him a snake? If he asked you for an egg, would you give him a scorpion? No, of course you wouldn't. And then Jesus says, if you then, though you were evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the God who loves to give us good gifts. Luke chapter 12, we read, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. This is the God who not only gives gifts, he gives extravagant gifts. Luke chapter 15, a wonderful story of the prodigal son. The son who wanders off, whose life just ends up in a mess. And he returns home thinking that his father will make him a servant, thinking that his father will simply say, well, I told you so. You made your own bed, you can lie in it. But as he approaches home, his father sees him and runs to him with outstretched arms. There's no social distancing going on there. God's waiting for us with outstretched arms. This is the God to whom we pray. The God who loves to give to his children. The God who is good to his children. The God who welcomes us with outstretched arms. We do not have to wear him down. We do not have to nag him until he breaks. The judge in the parable is absolutely not like God. He couldn't be more different than God. But in the end, that judge still does what is right. Listen to what it says in verse 5. I will see that she gets justice. I will see that the right thing is done. I will see that she gets what she wants. So if a heartless, hard judge does what is right, how much more so will your Father in heaven? But it's not just about the judge. Jesus in this parable is teaching us about perseverance, about keeping on, keeping on. Because the widow just kept persevering, kept asking. She knew what was right. Over and over again, she asked for what was right. We don't have to badger God as she did the judge. The answer to our persistent, persevering prayer may not look like what we want. It may not meet our wish list. It might be very different. How will God answer our prayers? Verse 7 and 8. God will bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night. He will see that they get justice and quickly. God will do what is right. Back in the book of Genesis, Abraham pleads for a city. Lord, if there are only a handful of believers there, will you spare that city? Don't bring your punishment on that city. And Abraham ends up saying this lovely thing, that the judge of all the earth will do what is right. As we pray in that certainty, the judge of all the earth will do what is right. We are those who cry out day and night at the moment. We are those who pray for God to do what is right. But there is this little warning. Verse 8 also says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? That's probably particularly faith that keeps going in prayer in times of spiritual decline. Times when it has not been comfortable, easy, popular to pray. Times of upheaval when we really don't know what's going on around us, what's coming next. Persistent, persevering in praying. This all requires just keeping going. And the way that widow kept going. So let's persevere. Not so that we get what we think we want, but believing that God hears and that God will provide what we need. Often we sing the song, His Grace is Enough. Again, Paul, throughout his life, was to not only experience, but to repeat again and again that His grace is sufficient. As we pray for that grace. The grace that knows what is best for us. If you were ever in doubt about the brokenness of this world, the events of these days must erase all that doubt. This world is broken. We do need God. We need God to intervene. We need God not only to hear our prayers, but to do what is right, to put this world back to where it should be. So let's pray. Let's pray that God will make all things new. And that starts with you and with me, making us new. Let's pray. Pray without ceasing.